Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and we're going for our weekly wander round paradise with Ewan Martin. You may know Ewan from the comment section of the Axon Bulletin as Ewan Boy Martin. You've been on the show a few times. Welcome back, Ewan.
It's great to be back.
It's great to be back, and it's great to get up at 6 in the morning to be here, because you have to get ready from the noon, didn't you?
Early start, so yeah, up at 6, 7 o'clock ferry, but it's not that far. I mean, it's only after the ferry. That's about a 40-minute drive.
We'll be talking about Dunoon near the end of the show here, but regardless of how far you travel, it's always a pleasure to be here at Celtic Park, isn't it?
Brilliant, love it. When anytime we come up here, goosebumps. You know, it's just a great place to be.
It's a great place to be. I've seen some video footage of you, images of you from back in the day, and the centenary season is a special season for both of us. We'll be talking about that. But what about this season? How happy or otherwise have you been with where we are? We're 2 points at the top of the league going into the break, into the split. But it's not been a perfect season, has it?
Yeah, it's been a bit very frustrating. Started off okay. We're getting results, but not really playing great. And then, I don't know, we just kind of stumbled, and then stumbled even more. The whole recruitment has kind of let the whole team down. And I think especially it's let us fans down. You know what I mean? We've got a 70 plus million in the bank, just sitting there doing nothing. I mean, that's crazy. We see, you've got like Carter Vickers. We need Carter Vickers Mark II.
You're right.
That same level. Together. Exactly.
Same level.
Exactly.
You mentioned the centre half situation, and although it's much better now that Carter Vickers was back, Ian, one in, one out, because Scales gets injured. And he has done brilliantly, like you say, but I think I kind of regard Scales now as a type of Tony Ralston style player in that position, and that he's great backup. I do think we need to get someone of the standard of Carter Vickers. We don't have them between now and the end of the season. In your opinion, when everybody's fit, who do you play alongside Carter Vickers?
At the moment, Narowski for me. I think he's the best. He's quicker with coming out with the ball. He's quite good at, you know, playing balls forward quicker. Liam Scales, he just takes far too long for me. You know, gets caught in position too many times. But I mean, ideally in the summer, we've got to go out and spend. I'd say,
again,
we have to.
Definitely. I mean, also with the midfield, you're talking about positions where they need to be strengthened. We're bringing Bernardo. We're hearing about the transfer fee being confirmed now. If we do sign him, it being around the £6.5 million mark, is he a player that you would shell that level of cash out to bring to Celtic Park? Has he shown you enough, do you think?
I'm actually a Bernardo fan. I think he's got all the tools you need. It's just, he's very safe. But he doesn't give the ball away. He works hard. I mean, if you watch him off the ball, his off the ball works really, really good. I think it's the fact that he's not showing that much flair, apart from that wee purple patch he had. £6 million is probably too much, but if we can get a deal for about four, I mean, the boy's only, 21, 22?
Yeah, yep.
He's going to learn, he's going to improve. I think if it's £4 million, I'd sign him.
We've spoken about Bernardo, Ewan, and although I think that the midfield is the strongest, nobody's been fit all season, have they? I mean, the only player that seems to be an ever-present is Matt O'Reilly. How pivotal is the return of Callum McGregor and Rio Atati to you?
Oh, massive. When you have them three playing together, we're a real, real force. I mean, not just Scotland, but at the higher level in Europe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this year, I mean, midfield's been chalk change, one in, one out, no cohesion, and little understanding at times. You know, so if we get Hatate and McGregor back with O'Reilly, this last run of games, I mean, up until about a few months ago, I really thought it's gone, you know, the title. But the last couple of games, I'm starting to believe again, you know. I'm kind of getting back on Brendan's side, but he's got to do it.
100%. And you know the thing with the midfield as well, Ewan, is it does affect your defence.
Oh, right? Of course.
And also, with regards to the transition from defence to attack, the link-up play hasn't been there. We've not been feeding the wingers. Kyogo has been making the runs.
Mm-hmm.
The runs that the type of player Rio was, Rio would pick him out.
Yep.
And that's not been there. And that's been a frustration to watch, but it's bound to have been a frustration for Kyogo as well. The wingers as well, though, I mean, it's something, I'm not saying I took it for granted, but we were so well placed when it came to, you know, Jota, Maeda, Abada. And then you look this season, and again, it's been stop-start. Maeda's coming in a bit of form now.
Yeah.
Kuhn's starting to look pretty good. Palma had some kind of early season performances, but we've been poor on the wings overall, haven't we?
And that's a massive problem for Brendan Rodgers' style of football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really is dependent on his wide players. Beating the man, getting down, and having a bit of quality to create the chances. As you say, Kyogo's had very, very little. And I think his form dropped, obviously, because if you ain't getting chances, you're not going to score goals. But Kuhn, thankfully, is starting to show. I mean, I think at first we all thought, oh, this guy's an undead.
I know.
You know, and
it did look like that.
It did, but now he's starting to look good. Maeda, with his new blonde hair style, you know, I know he can be a really good end to the season too.
He seems to be coming back in it. The thing with Kuhn is I understood the frustrations, and it was on the back of four bad transfer windows in a row.
Yeah.
And he was getting a stick. I'm always loath to jump on that so early, because you can look a bit silly if they come through. I mean, I don't think Victor Wanyama started off that well at Celtic. We've seen Henry Larsson's debut was brilliant.
Paul Elliott? Yeah.
He took a season, I think.
He did.
So I'm always loath to jump on that bandwagon and say this player's rubbish or that. I like to give them a bit of a chance. And it does look as though he's coming into it. He's fit. He's lean. And I think if he continues that form, if he has another good performance against Livy, he starts against Rangers. Like yourself, Ewan, one of my favourite seasons as a Celtic fan was the centenary season. We were winning the double. Loads of homegrown players, even when we signed guys that was mainly from the Scottish market. What's your memories of the centenary year?
Brilliant. When 16, when we won that title. When I was here, I was in the jungle. That game, 3-0 against Dundee, and I tell you, how many fans are... It was crazy. I mean, I was like totally crushed in the jungle. The barriers all came forward, and then the first half, the fans were just walking around, coming in, coming out.
Yeah, on the track.
And yeah, they said officially 60,000 attendance, and that was pay the door. But I mean, I talked to a lot of folk in there who'd been in the jungle like 20 years prior when the capacity was bigger.
Yeah.
And they were saying 80,000 easy.
No, it's incredible. Incredible memories. Happy birthday, dear Celtic. The whole season was fairy tale.
Fantastic.
Birmingham said. And we spoke about Dunoon earlier.
Yes.
Now, since you appeared on A Celtic State of Mind a couple of years back, you were telling us you need to bring Axon to Dunoon. Explain what we're doing in Dunoon.
Okay, yep. May 17th. 2 months really. Axum's coming to Dunoon, and we've got Peter Grant and Joe Miller for a double session for a centenary kind of celebration. I'm hoping it brings the luck so this year we can have the same success, a League and Cup double. So Dunoon's a great wee town. It's by the sea, you know, you get the ferry across. Well, there's actually three ways you can come. You can either get the car ferry, which is just down past Guruk, a bit fuller, maybe towards Largs, but or the passenger ferry, which is the Cal Mac. Now, the ferry times is great at the weekend. The last ferry going home, and the passenger's 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So say you're from Guruk, Greenock, or Glasgow. Come on. It's just a wee jump across the water, you know. The car ferry, the last ferry leaving the noon is 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you can drive.
You can still drive.
You can still drive all the way.
That's the thing. Because obviously I'm a Fifer, right? So my knowledge geographically is no great, and that's why it's brilliant to have yourself here. You know all about the travel. But it's really putting a message out there. It's easy to come. And by the way, we've already sold 100 tickets, so it's going to be a popular night. It's going to sell out. But if you want to come from some of these other areas, Guruk, Greenock, Port Glasgow, or further afield.
Well,
it's easy to get in. It's easy to get out, isn't it?
You talk about further afield. Our own Paddy from Belfast, he's already coming. He's got his flights booked, coming across. He's staying. I'm actually going to show him the sights. When I went to Amsterdam for the Zelda game, the great thing about Axum, right, you get to meet people who kind of recognise me, which is kind of weird. you know. But the guy Dominic, he's an Irish boy, but he kind of works, kind of runs the bar in Amsterdam called Molly Malone's. And the night we were there, it was like me and my partner, and it was like 8 of us, the whole night buying us round after round, free of charge.
Brilliant,
brilliant, brilliant. And he's coming over too.
That's phenomenal.
So if these guys can come, come on.
Yeah, Paddy Laffey, always great to see you in the comments section, Paddy. But yes, the gig, it's the 17th of May. It's going to be a week before the Scottish Cup final, and hopefully we'll be going for another double. Joe Miller, Peter Grant, your man, Ewan Martin, myself, and the Axon team will be there. Ticket link is underneath this video. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and please come back again for the Axon Bulletin tomorrow morning at 12:30.
Hail, hail.
Sports Social Podcast Network.